It's Friday, March 14th, and you're listening to The Threat Matrix. I'm your host, Dan Verton, the cyber and national security reporter with FedScoop. So here's a great way to start your weekend. The Army's top officer this week offered a blunt assessment of what might be required if sequestration forces the Army to cut troop strength to 420,000 soldiers and the nation finds itself engaged in a major military conflict for a prolonged period of time. Want a hint? Well, Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno calls it national mobilization. But the actual term starts with a D and ends with RAFT.
So the problem we have is when we built additional capabilities in the 2000s, it took us 32 months to build one brigade. The world today does not allow you 32 months. If we got into a large contingency, it's my assessment that we'd have to go to a national mobilization. And I'm not talking about mobilizing the Guard. I'm already assuming that the Guard and Reserves are mobilized. I'm talking about a national mobilization. Are we willing to do a national mobilization? I don't know. We haven't done one since World War II. And so as you reduce the amount of end strength and capability, you have to look at new ways of solving these problems. Reversibility becomes very difficult.
Odierno's assessment is one of the few times a senior military leader has warned of a return to the draft if a major military conflict erupts amid the mandatory spending caps called for by sequestration. The only other mention of a possible draft was in one line of the chairman's assessment of the 2014 Quadrennial Defense Review, in which the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin E. Dempsey, recommends a review of the nation's, quote, preparedness for the potential of national mobilization. Odierno said he has established 450,000 as the minimum level of troops required to carry out the national defense strategy. But even at these levels, the Army's ability to support the national defense strategy is at high risk because of the lack of depth and the inability to tap excess forces to respond to unexpected crises. Here again, General Odierno.
So last year, when we put out the budget, the 14 budget, I testified that in order for the Army to meet the defense strategic guidance, we need an end strength of 490,000 in the active, 350 in the National Guard, and 202 to 205 in the U.S. Army Reserve. And that would enable us to execute the defense strategic guidance at moderate risk. My position has not changed on that. That's what it would take. With sequestration, it drives us from a budget perspective to a end strength of 420 in the active, 315 in the Guard, 185 in the U.S. Army Reserve. And I'm very clear that says we will not be able to execute the defense strategic guidance at those levels. And in fact, I would argue that we would be challenged to conduct a prolonged joint multi-phased campaign of any long duration with that size force. So what I've established is a floor, and I believe the floor for us to execute the current defense strategic guidance is 450,000, 335,000 in the Guard and 195,000 in the Reserve. And that enables us to execute defense strategic guidance, but in my mind, at high risk. Why is it high risk? It has to do with depth. In order to do a major contingency and some other contingency, the depth becomes in question at that size, so it makes the risk a little bit higher. And if we have some unforeseen circumstances and some of the assumptions we've made turn out not to be right, that makes that high risk. At 420, in my mind, it's not executable.
The manpower and budget challenges facing the Army have far-reaching implications for the U.S. military as a whole, from the role of women in combat to the balance between technology and personnel at the tactical level.
The other thing that I'm challenging this is a longer-term issue, is the nine-man squad right? Does technology allow us to move away from it? Now the infantrymen will tell me I've just sinned by saying that, but the issue is that's what would lighten our vehicles as well. What's driving the weight of our vehicles has to carry a nine-man squad, and our young men and women are getting bigger in a good way. They're stronger, they're faster, but they're getting bigger. So what that does, in order to fit nine men in a vehicle, it significantly increases the weight. So we have to look at what are the concepts that technology might drive us then to, and this is where manned-unmanned teaming, robotics, and some other things might play into this that would then lighten us and enable us to be more efficient and maybe also enable us to range further as well. And so those are the kind of things we're taking a look at.
Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno is scheduled to testify on April 3rd before the Senate Armed Services Committee. This has been The Threat Matrix. I'm Dan Vertin. Thanks for listening.